Well, good afternoon, and here I am in February. We're 2 months away from the time of year when everyone's wanting love and contentment and peace and goodwill towards all. And now we're in the time of year in which you really feel you could throttle just about anyone, because if it doesn't warm up soon and the skies don't go from grey to blue sooner or later, you just don't know what. And we're still waiting for spring, aren't we? The little daffodils are giving us the slightest idea that it might maybe come up at some point, but they're not in any hurry. And there just doesn't seem to be an end, does there, to the monotony. But what I'm doing is I've got my feet in a cold foot bath. I try and do this every single day. It really, really helps you to, you know, just be totally at one with your outer world. The only people who get colds are the people who want to say, poor little me. So they get a cold and they spend a day or two in bed and they hang out with a large box of tissues and they think, sniff, 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 poor little me. And they probably get a couple of days off work and everyone's thinking, oh, poor little them. And it's all seen as a norm. Now, I live on my own because I'm not the kind of person anyone could live with. And I work in the evenings. So, you know, if I did live with someone, they'd be out all day. They'd come home. I'd be out all night. It would be completely pointless. So I don't. And so as a result, I have to do everything for myself. And there isn't time to think, poor little me, and to bother wasting time having colds. Added to the fact they can't get through me anyway because I have these cold foot baths every day and I'm super, super healthy. So, you know, colds are just soft porn cancer. If you allow yourself to constantly get colds, you'll accept the fact that you could perhaps develop something worse. And I don't allow colds in to start with, so I'm not going to develop something worse. And plus the fact I don't have time for it. I haven't got time to think, poor little me, I've got to get on. So what I just want to talk about today is compromise. And I'm going to suggest that you try and get onto a track in which you view compromise as your arch enemy, right? Now, I'm just taking a few days out and I'm reading Ayn Rand, The Fountainhead. Now, you may or may not like Ayn Rand, but it is a very interesting thing to get your head inside of a book for a little while, because it means you can rest up and not think about things and not, you know, get all angst and that. Just have your head in a book for a few days. And look at it through somebody else's viewpoint. So essentially, Ayn Rand had this thing called the philosophy of objectivism. And it's simply this, that there are two things in life. There's altruism, which is the virtue signaling, compromise, do the thing, crowd play. Or you can become your truest self. And so your values always tend towards whatever it takes to become your truest self. So you can't possibly do the thing, you can't be part of the crowd, and you know, you don't do anything to get other people's approval. So I've just been reading chapter 4, and it really rung true with me that this architect who'd always gone his own way is at the pinnacle of his career, but he's had 30 long years of not being able to pay the bills, not being able to buy the baby leaf salad and the roast chicken, and not being able to, you know, people scorn him. He doesn't run the nice car. He can't pay the bills. He doesn't go on the flashy holidays because he's not a cog in a wheel and he doesn't do the thing. Now, what's happened over the last 150 years is people have been pushed up against the wall until they're living in tiny little accommodations with no access to soil. And so we all go to the prison block which sells food and we buy things in plastic bags with a label. So I've got, you know, a bag which says baby leaf salad, and then I look in it and I think, oh yeah, I think that is baby leaf salad. Or I'll buy roast chicken and it says roast chicken, so I read roast chicken and then I look at it and think, oh yeah, that looks and feels like a roast chicken. Now there's nothing else in the shop, the prison which dispenses food, right, for the plebs. There's nothing else in that shop which looks the least bit like a roast chicken, and yet they feel it necessary to write the words roast chicken on. What I'd like to suggest is that we have food in plastic bags which don't have labels on. We just look at what's in there and think, oh, baby leaf salad, or oh, roast chicken. Or even better, we don't have food in bags. Do you see where I'm going? We have all this because we are prepared to be cogs in a wheel. And so over time, as you pay money out, the money goes up, your money goes down, and you get less and less. And that is the price of compromise, but you're keeping everyone happy. And then what happens is you want to heat up your roast chicken, but you can't because you can't afford the gas or company's best electric, right? But you will be able to afford everything you want if you act as a good little cog in a wheel. Although over 30 years, you might find yourself able to buy considerably less than you could in your 20s, because of rising prices. So this is how to make yourself powerful, okay? Admit the fact that everyone you live with and around, most of the time you only do things to get their approval. You don't play the trumpet at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're scared that the people you love, they will disapprove. Nobody really wants you to be your best self. They just want you to fit in with them, okay? I'm very, very fortunate because I've lived on my own for about 35 years. And so if I don't know what I want by now, it's not for want of trying. And what I want right now is to just sit with my feet in a cold foot bath and let the world go by. Now, do that because it'll improve your health. Make sure that you're the kind of person who does everything for yourself so you don't have a moment to think, poor little me. And learn how long you can go without food for. So you can easily go without food for 14 days and nothing will happen. You won't get thinner, you won't get fatter, absolutely nothing will happen. No baby leaf salad, no roast chicken, nothing, but nothing will happen. Once you've done that, you've massively self-empowered yourself because you realize you don't actually need money to go out and buy the baby leaf salad and the roast chicken because you don't actually need the baby leaf salad and the roast chicken. And once you start to realize how little you need the things that you're probably, buying and therefore working for, you start to see life in a very, very different way. You won't need to buy the box of tissues. Most of the things I enjoy in a day, like a cold foot bath, studying chess, playing the piano, those things don't actually cost me any money. I had to buy the piano in the first place, but I bought them years ago. It doesn't cost me any money to play the piano, So you can run down the line of compromise and go and get some kind of a job where you're just ticking boxes, you're being approved by society, and you're putting baby leaf salad on your table. And you might even get a nice skiing holiday. Or you can be someone that just sits in a foot bath, reads Ayn Rand's Fountainhead, and let's the world go by, So, this is my suggestion. You are quite unique. I mean, nobody else is quite your height or looks quite like you do or wears quite the same clothes as you do or anything. So, why would you want to be a cog in someone else's wheel? You can't be yourself if you're a cog in someone else's wheel. You can only be yourself by being the most like you, and that is to be the least like other people. And that's why I live alone, because I don't even bother trying to build a relationship where someone else is approving of me, because I couldn't care less. And more than that, they're actually going to disenchant me. They're going to, stop me from being the most like myself that I am. And it's only by being the most like myself that ultimately I can help the human race, because nobody who is a cog in a wheel helps anybody. And that's the whole point. You get wages and you get social acceptance by being nothing. They don't want you to be who you really are, so they make it painful for you. So you won't have enough food on the table. You will run the smallest, scrubbiest car, and you will wonder if you've got enough petrol to get to the church to play. a concert to nobody. Because if you're not prepared to play in a socially acceptable way, you won't get the church filled up with people paying £25 to £50 a ticket, which would put baby leaf salad on your plate. But just deciding that you don't even need the baby leaf salad and you don't care about anyone else and you're going to play the best concert you've ever done to an empty church. Right? You are becoming very powerful, very strong, very compassionate. You know, when I'm with people, I'm totally with that person for however long it is, and I'm totally seeing life through their viewpoint. I don't need to throw myself at them because I already am. I'm helping them to become who they already are, but they haven't really tried because of compromise, you know. Most people employ high levels of compromise in life just to juggle everything and keep everyone happy. I don't even start out in a day with the idea of keeping anyone happy. I don't keep my pupils happy. You know, I earn money by going to people's houses and teaching them to play the piano to the best of their ability, which may or may not involve music exams. But they know I'm helping them to realise their ambition in the fastest, most efficient way possible. I'm taking them from A to B, A being before they had lessons with me, and B being when they stop having lessons with me. And I am usually a person's last piano teacher. Just as my cars, I'm usually their last driver because I run them into the ground and they go off to the scrapyard. I think it's true to say I've scrapped every single car I've ever driven. So I buy the car at whatever age and I drive it until it's scrap and then I go and get the next one. But I have plenty of time every day to think my own thoughts, plan my own timetables, study chess, play the piano. I try to do about half playing other people's music and half playing my own. And, you know, nothing in my life is about pleasing anyone. When I'm in the lessons, I don't do anything to please them. I simply command and they obey. You know, I set a pattern for every person's lesson whereby we do certain things in a certain order. And week by week, they just get better and better and better. It's a kind of almost an automated system. And it's very compassionate and it's all about that person becoming who they want to be and nothing about them becoming who I want to be or who I want them to be. Yeah. So take a little bit more time for yourself in these next 2 weeks. Have a look around you and ask yourself how much compromise you're seeing in everyone's life. Get yourself Ayn Rand the Fountainhead and just get into it. It's difficult for the first two chapters, but just keep ploughing through. Put your feet in cold water for half an hour every day. Make time for yourself. It's not about anybody that lives with you. It's about you. They should respect the fact that you need space to be you. If they don't like you and they want you to be whatever they want you to be, then they're not the right person for you. So just walk out. Never be afraid of just leaving. Just leave. Just leave your job. Just leave the hobby that's not doing anything for you. Just leave the brass band. Just leave the, you know, press clippings agency, the restaurant, just leave. If you just want to leave, just get up and leave. You might be somewhere in a restaurant with people and you just think, I'm not happy here, and just get up and leave. Doesn't matter who pays the bill, it's not going to be you, okay? Just get up and leave. You know, just do your thing of the moment, because it's very, very empowering, because you start to realise you are the divine authority in your life, because nobody else is. You only allow them to be, okay? And once you start exercising that, everyone around you will start to respect you and things are going to start going your way and you're not going to have to compromise with someone else. There is no point in compromising for anyone, not anyone, not even the person you love most of all. Why is there a person you love most of all? There's one person I love most of all and that's me. And I'm the best me there ever is going to be. And the people I work with and the few friends I have, none of them would call me selfish. There's nothing selfish in being the best you you can possibly be. Because no one else is going to make the effort, are they? So stop with the baby leaf salad in a bag which says baby leaf salad. Have a go at seeing how long you can go without food. Build it up, you know, do a day and then do 2 days and then do 5 days and then do 8 days and then try a bit longer. The only thing that's, you know, preventing you from doing that is a fear, the fear that you're going to starve. How many people do you honestly know who knows someone who starved? I mean, come on. You are all powerful. There are no limitations. You can live forever. You never, ever need to get ill. You never, ever need to do anything that anyone else wants you to do. You are the absolute. Why wouldn't you be?